Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my wonderful producer, Christopher. And tonight, we're going to talk about your delicious life, I call the show, because I have an interesting topic. And I'm going to start by telling you the famous quote, "Let food be the medicine, and medicine be thy food." The great words of Hippocrates, the Greek philosopher, reminding us that there's a remarkable power in food to cure illnesses, to align the body, the mind, the soul, and to transform our outlook on life. Now, most of us think that eating healthy is very hard sometimes. It's probably more expensive and even feels like impossible. But the truth is that we can indulge in what we love and still feel great. You simply have to give your body what it needs and combine the right food in the right amounts to promote optimal wellness. You know, I always try to bring you topics that will interest you. And because we talk a lot about healing on the show, I thought that there is an art that has to do with food. The most essential elements of life are water, air, and food. We actually can survive very well in this world without a car, without a house, with even without the internet for our phones. But we can survive for too long without nourishment. With food being as critical as it is to our lives, it is important that we take care of what we ingest and what we digest. So it's important to remember that our relationship with food is a permanent relationship. We cannot divorce from food. We need to make sure that this is a healthy relationship. As you know very well, you can break up with a partner, you can split from a friend, you quit your job, you find another job, you might give up on an old habit and give up smoking, which is not easy to do, but you can never end up your relationship. What nourishes and fills you from day to day, so that relationship you have to revisit. You have to revisit. You have to rethink. What are you eating? I'm thinking about myself through years, how I change the way I used to eat and how I try to find better ways, you know, of working with food that will make me feel better. And actually, I want you to pay attention how you change your life in time according to the way you eat and the things you eat and how food makes you feel. And if you have anything to talk about this, and if you have your own experience and your own relationship with food, I want you to call in the show 202-570-7057, because I'm going to invite my guest in a second on the show, and we're going to start talking about her new book. As I said, it's very important for you to be part of the show. And whatever your question might be, feel free to ask. Now, before I invite my guest tonight, I want you to know that my opinion about food as nourishment is that you can enjoy anything from time to time. But ideal it is to eat raw, unprocessed, and organic food as often as possible, and stay away from food that have ingredients, you can pronounce on the label from farm to table. So this is what you need to pay attention. It's very important to simplify, you know, your relationship with food. Look at the quality. And it's also very important to detox your digestive system that works nonstop. It's like your lungs, your heart. It's a vital organ. So from time to time, you know, cleanse and detox your system. I do believe that the fasting that we talk, you know, during in the Bible, the fasting has a lot to do with detoxing your system. And I want you to give up on all the diets. That's my opinion. I'm not going to even give you their names because you know them, all those diets. That the problem with the dieting that is working for a week, for a month, for 10 months, but then you can put your weight back. And you know, diets, they want you to lose weight. They don't necessarily provide the body with the nourishment it needs. So most of them are aimed as weight loss, but not great health. So enjoy your food and consume your food free from suffering. When I say this, I refer to the fact that think twice what you eat. More people are turning towards the vegetarian, the vegan movement, because I'm not judging anybody, but I grew up in Europe where the typical diet was around animal meat. So now I know that this tastes great, but I will never eat that again, because what you do is just you put something that is that, you know, that died for you to eat. So it's my mentality. It's a matter of, you know, karmic thinking. But food can cure any illnesses. And in my opinion, you know, everything you need, nature will provide you. So there's no such things like you have an illness that cannot be cure by what you eat. So I'm going to go to my guest right now, and I invite you to be part of the show, 202-570-7057. And my amazing guest today, she is she's an amazing friend of mine, actually. She's an author. She's an innovator. She's the founder of Chef Zipporah Enterprise, a company that is dedicated to empower individuals and family to eat well and embrace a healthier lifestyle. She has such a distinguished career. Zipporah, my guest tonight, she's a private chef to celebrities, to the best celebrities in the world. And she's been traveling the world and prepare exquisite meals, you know, for the most known people in Hollywood. Celebrity like Mariah Carey, Pierce Brosnan, Bob Hope, Donovan McNabb, and so many. She will tell you an infinite list of people she cooked for them. And her new book is called Recipe for a Delicious Life. Discover the perfect blend of food and music to stimulate your appetite for lasting health and harmony and joy. So I'm going to introduce my wonderful guest, Chef Zipporah, to talk to us tonight, to tell us about the book and tell us about everything that she's been experiencing in this amazing career of hers, talking and working and dealing and cooking for this amazing people. Hi, Zipporah, and thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'm so thrilled. I'm excited. I'm honored to have you. And I want my listener to learn a lot from you, to go and buy your amazing book that I'm very proud that you wrote. And it's just such a magic book. And I want you to, before anything else, I want you to tell us how you end up by cooking for these celebrities, because it's so very hard sometimes to even meet these people or even come closer to them. Well, how did it happen?
Right. So I do have a story, because I'm a storytelling, a true story. So I was living in Arizona at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, I said, come visit us in L.A., which I did. And we got along so nice. And they said, why don't you come and stay here? You're a chef, you cook, you know. I mean, people eat everywhere, most of the people. And so at the time, I had a catering company. And I said, okay, without thinking, you know, but out of my gut, I felt that that would be the right move for me. And so I went back to Arizona, and I sold my catering business. and put all my belongings in my car and move there. at the same day that I put, I have a friend of mine from here, from Arizona. She said, I'm going to introduce you to the chef that used to cook for Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. And she said, she might open some doors for you. So on my first day, I'm not even unpacking my stuff. She knocked on my door, taking me to a dinner. And she said, look, my friend Chris just opened his brand new chef agency. And I'm going to call him, you know, at the time when they didn't have a phone, you know, like today, a smartphone. She said, I'll go home, I'll call him, I'll give him your phone number, and he'll call you, he'll interview you, and we'll go from there. So, yes, sure enough, he called me in the morning, he come to my house, you know, he didn't even have office at that time, he come to my house and interview me, and he said, look, I like what I feel with you, but I, you know, I'm brand new. I don't know what's going to happen. He said, my phone can ring any minute. And you know what, Carmen? He left at around 10:30. And at 4 o'clock, I remember this vividly. At 4 o'clock, he called again and he said, you wouldn't believe it. But they called from Bob Hope. Their chef is taking off for 3 months. And I need somebody immediately. And I think you'll be good fit. Now, you remember, Carmen, the guy is new. He didn't give me all the details that I need to know.
Right.
He just gave me the address, and he said, right. Oh. So I'm going in the morning, and as you can see and hear from the moment I open my mouth, people know I'm from a different country. So I'm going to Bob Hope, knocking on the door. Of course, I opened the wrong door. This was his kitchen door instead of the main door. And they opened, the door. His assistant, a manager, says, Dennis, open the door. And he said, yes. And I said, well, I am coming to interview for the new chef position. And he said, step in. And Mr. Bob Hope was sitting there on the kitchen table eating breakfast. And I said, good morning, Mr. Hope. And, of course, immediately he said, where are you, Arlan? Where are you from, young lady? And I said, I'm from Israel. And I swear, Dr. Hara, he got up from the table, the chair, kissed me on my two cheeks, and clapped and said, I love Israel. I was singing for you, all the soldiers, you know, from when they fought for the...
Right.
Anyway, bottom line, he hired me on the spot, which usually does not happen. It's you have to go back, and you have to cook, and then maybe another cook, and then they like you. Anyway, they hired me on the spot. After 3 months, the other chef came, so they had to, you know. They got me amazing letter, and I got paid more than anybody, even their own chef, you know, because they just paid me. They asked me how much you want. Anyway,
I remember, but did you start working with Mariah Carey right after that?
No, I worked with other people after this. But they opened doors, so... Now I'm going back to my agent. I'm giving him, you know, based on my salary, he gets percentages. So he got really, really good money. He said, look, the reason I send you there is because not too many people want to go there. And that's all what I'm going to tell you. Luckily, he didn't tell me, and my experience was amazing. And that's what my agent said. If you got this letter, which nobody ever got, and you got this pay, you got to be something exceptional. He put me on the top of the list. And that's how I started. I know it's a long answer, but that's how I started. And Hollywood is a big place, but it's also a small place. And one person says,
that's correct. Yeah.
Right. So that's how I started my career, and I cook for a lot of people that.
What about Jack Nicholson? How was he cooking for Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan and Jack Nicholson. I have another story. Since I have some time, do you mind to tell you the story with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, just briefly, because we have 2 minutes and then we go to a break.
Okay. So, bottom line, I was cooking in the kitchen and I played with music, which I'll talk about this later. And here comes Mr. Bob, Jack Nicholson, and opened the pot and said, what is this? What is that? I said, Mr. Nicholson, I am one of the biggest fans that you have. I saw all your movies, some of them a few more times. However, I said, I have a mission here. I need to cook my food and I need to focus. I really, with all due respect, please leave the kitchen. I promise I answer any question that you have after dinner.
You told him to leave the kitchen. Yeah, that's funny.
And he said, young lady, thank you for treating me like a human being and not like a icon. So that's the short version of Mr. Jack Nicholson.
And you end up cooking for him?
Yes, yeah. He was there eating the dinner.
Oh, okay. Because I know that you spend quite a long time with Mariah Carey. I remember you telling me that story years ago, that you had a long relationship, many years with Mariah Carey.
Right. I did the Rainbow Tour with her. So, you know, traveling mm-hmm. with her all over the world is not like going to your house and cooking. You have to have many other skills and wear many other hats when you do this. You have to make home far away from home when you do this, and it's a skill. And then, of course, you need to know what to give them before the concert, so they will mm-hmm. be light and easy. What to give them after the concert, so they will be able to go to sleep, yet replenish all the energy.
Exactly. So we're going to go to a break, Zipporah, but then I want you to tell us a little bit more how you integrate music and what are the effects of music when we eat. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back tonight on Om Time Radio with my wonderful guest, Chef Zipporah. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and her website is www.chefzipora.com. Chefzipora.com. So, a book is Recipe for a Delicious Life, Discover the perfect blend of food and music to stimulate your appetite for lasting health, harmony, and joy. Now, Zipporah introduces this method called the Food Vibe Experience to infuse music at specific frequencies during food preparation. So this raises the vibration of food and raises the vibration of people who eat the food. Now, Zipporah, this is so interesting. So I need to tell me a little bit about this because it's the first time I'm hearing about this connection of food and music to stimulate appetite. So please tell me a little bit more. How do you believe that music affects actually the way we eat?
Actually, you know, anything in the universe is based on vibration, anything.
True, right.
Think how we feel, our emotion, our, you know,
right.
Plants, floor, everything, right?
Right.
Because music has its own vibration. So since I was 4 years old, I always enjoyed, I was drawn to listen to particular kind of music, like specifically Bach, mm-hmm. Handel, and Vivaldi, you know, this kind of genre. And,
yeah.
So, as, you know, at the same time, I would start cooking too. And sometimes for my leisure, I would just play this music because I enjoy listening to it while I was cooking.
Right.
When I grew up and doing this, every time that I played the music and cooked to prepare food, my clients or people who ate my food said, you know, we always love your food, but there is something magic. I feel spiritual. I feel like I've been spending hours in the church or in the synagogue. What's
right.
going on? And I didn't realize. I just said, I don't know. I'm just, I feel so good when I'm cooking for you. And then it really dawned on me that, and I did some research, that I find out that actually music, particular kind of music, vibration, I will use a number, like, say, 432 hertz frequencies, right?
Right.
And actually, this kind of particular vibration is transmit healing because it's a pure tone of mass frequencies, and this is part of the secret of the universe. So basically, when I listen to music based on this particular kind of frequency,
mm-hmm.
I feel better. I feel in this. I don't feel worry about the past. I don't feel worry about the future. I feel like I have been meditated. I feel like I'm in the zone. I feel happy. I'm joyful. And so when I'm in this kind of state of being, everything that I do, and particularly when I'm cooking, right, it goes to the food because everything is about physical action, chemical action. And
exactly.
Action.
So you're saying your state of mind, that state of joy, you know, when the music is present and makes you feel almost like at a higher vibration, in a state of meditative mind, then
right.
your way of creating food is, you know, prepare under that energy. So the food is vibrating to your vibration. Am I getting it right?
Absolutely. You're one of the very few people that got it. And it's absolutely true. I just want to share with you, if I may, that
mm-hmm.
to my knowledge, I am the only chef in the world that actually do this. And it's like almost like you say, the best kept secret. But now I don't want it to be a secret. And
right.
my consciousness absolutely shifted. You think amazing good things, almost I can say almost luck start happening on a daily basis.
Right.
And I feel that I create a new paradigm. It's like shifting a paradigm.
Right.
And brought food preparation, healthy food preparation to a different and a higher level. And if you can imagine, if let's say, Carmen, if we use this kind of music while we prepare food for maybe in the hospital, right? You can imagine
what?
The effect it
right.
has on people who eat it. Children, I mean, anybody, it's unbelievable. And I want to share with you, you know, we're both Jewish, but I want to share with you because there is two sides of the coin.
Right.
For example, so we're talking about a 432 hertz frequencies of music. In the Nazi Germany, the propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, he knew about this, you know, because they was very intelligent and understood
the power of
the music. So they changed the tune to 440. And what it did to the people, it suppressed the mass consciousness. People was not creative. And that's the way the mass controlled the people. So
exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
Confucius said, you know, mm-hmm. show me, let me listen to this kind of music, and I will tell you what kind of nation it is. And I feel that the tune in America is sometimes 440, and that's why we experience everything. And I just, my mission, my passion is to make people alert about, because I said people,
but
yes, you know,
don't you know that there are all these fruits and vegetables who have that number of them from time to time? Do you agree with me?
They do.
It's like they do, yeah. And they recommend it not to be bought if you want to live a healthy life. You don't buy those that have that number on them.
Right. You know, I kind of try to talk on a very simple term so people understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Because we can go. But what I'm trying to say, Confucius said, so they did experiment, right? They took a plane, this is like a, you know, what's a concert, what is it, the speaker. It's a tall, mm-hmm. tall concert. And they put tall, beautiful planes next to the speaker. And the plane was healthy and vibrate and all of this. And they put classical music, particularly Bach, Vivaldi, and Handel, for 1 month.
Right.
What happened to the plants? They grew up, the leaf grew up bigger and greener and lushier. And
incredible.
They were hugging,
yeah.
They were hugging the speaker. Now, they took another plant with the same speaker and put him and play heavy metal music for a month. The plants not only did start deteriorating, but they actually grew as far as they could away from the speaker. Now, this is plants. And so everything in the universe has intelligence. I don't know if you're aware, but the farmers in America, they play this Baroque music for the chicken and for the cows and to produce more nutrients, more productive, more
wow.
than the product. And so this
I
is
had no awareness of that. I didn't know. I don't know if Christopher heard of this, but that's pretty remarkable.
Yes. So that's my passion. That's really my passion. Every time I cook, and I'm so happy. I'm telling you, I am happy. I get up in the morning. Good morning. You know, I mean, just get up no matter what time I'll get up. And I, of course,
right.
I prepare myself. I do 2 hours of preparation, meditation and gratitude and forgiveness and all of this kind of stuff, exercise that I do no matter what time.
So when you do all of this, you raise your own frequency to a very high vibration. And at
Absolutely.
That point, you know, when you go in the kitchen and prepare the meal for you, for all the other people, you know, who need your help, then you operate at that vibration energy and it's transferred into the food. So that is not only the best meal, it's the more energized meal. It's the
exactly.
most harmonious meal. It has harmony in it because what is interesting, the great music is all harmony. Those sounds, you know, have to be in harmony. And if
right.
that harmony is transferred to the harmony of the food, actually I think that, in my opinion, the best food ever is the one that creates the harmony before different types of food. And you blend them into each other, that you give them that taste of heaven, you know? And then
yeah,
they become a healing force, because food is actually a healing energy. It's
so
pure
amazing.
Energy that converts into your energy in the body, you know? And it can heal any problem that has been created in your system.
Correct. And music do the same thing. Now you imagine when you combine the two together with the spoken word. I mean, what could be more powerful than this, right?
Exactly. Nothing more powerful.
No.
I mean, there is, if you think of Ayurveda, the science of life, you know, in Hinduism. You know, when you think Ayurveda has the technique of the sound therapy, when you use the sound that breaks any frequency and gets inside the body where the body is in disharmony with itself. So when you disconnect, you create a disease. The word disease comes from a Greek word which means you disconnect the field of energy from the body, the matter, the physical part of you that is disconnected from the energy field. That causes a disease, an illness. And when you come with a sound, you repair, you reconnect the two sides of you. Now, the same thing comes true when we're talking about food. If food has that kind of a frequency, that kind of a vibrational energy, and it is creating the healing phenomena. So it's extremely powerful to look at what you are doing from that perspective of spiritual eating. You know, you eat with the soul, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, Dr. O'Hara, and I'm really, really so pleased to say this, the spirit is not disconnected from the flesh. It's all one. It's the body, the flesh, everything is one.
No. The disconnect is not that the spirit is disconnected. The disease, like the example, like for instance, cancer, it's when a part of you disconnects from the rest and multiplies on its own, attacking each other, or autoimmune disorders. Those are the ways in which body is not in harmony with itself. So that can happen. That's why an illness is something that means disharmonious living. So when you're not healthy, it means something is broken within yourself. Something at the cellular level happened. And in the system, a food like you do with that high vibration energy can reconnect and put those pieces together, you know, and believe it or not, and create a healing process. Instead of using all those chemicals that the pharmaceutical industry, what they do, they put in you, they throw chemicals and chemicals, believing that the so-called medicine of the modern age is actually going to do the trick of healing. And in majority of the cases, it simply doesn't, you know.
Right.
That's why we don't have cure for cancer. And we don't have cure for any of the autoimmune disorder. Actually, I don't even know how to treat them. We have no idea where they're coming from. But there's so many autoimmune disorder.
Right. I want to say one more thing regarding to the music. You know, our body is about, I would say, at least 75-80% of water, right?
Right.
And if people, whoever read the book of Dr. Emoto about the power
the
of
the power of water, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The power of a message of the water, and saw some picture, is like he, you know, I mean, all the experiences that he did, he talked to the water, you know, in a good, positive music and motion and language. All of them, it's about vibration. So good vibration creates amazing mm-hmm. images. And the bad one, you know, bad music, not good thought and not good language creates mm-hmm. like black and white cutting, you know, edge. And so when I cook for people, and they tell me what are the intention for this particular. Say somebody says, "I have, a particular ailment, or I want to accomplish something. It doesn't have to be ailment; can be I want to accomplish anything." When I put the food, play the music, I also talk to the food. You see what I'm saying with the music. Now, I cannot believe that you can have been more powerful. And it, I tell you, I have some clients that transform people's life by me doing this. And so I want more and more people do this. And I feel this is one of the ways we can shift the consciousness, mass consciousness, or the planet.
Right.
Because, Carmen, we all connected in the connective tissue, and sometimes we forget it.
True. Very correct. Extremely true. Well, we're going to go very soon to a short break, but I want everybody listening to know that you're listening to Zipporah, who just wrote an amazing book, and I want you to call in if you have any questions for her or for myself. And the book is called Recipe for a Delicious Life. Discover the perfect blend of food and music to stimulate your appetite for lasting health, harmony, and joy. So I want you to go check this book out. Go to Zipporah's website, www.chefzipporah.com, and follow Chef Zipporah on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter, on social media, so you can get this book and you can benefit from all the wisdom that this book has to give. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk, Zipporah, about the role that the environment plays in healthy cooking, a thing that people don't always pay attention. It's a very significant element, the environment. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. So we want to hear about your tips when it comes to that. And also, I'm going to have more questions for you. And everybody who listens, again, feel free to call. The number to call is in 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. You can talk to Zipporah. You can talk to myself. I want to listen if you have any questions about food and what is your relationship with food, or anything that is intriguing you about this show. So just call in. We're waiting for your calls, and we're going to go to a short break, and we'll be back in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back with my wonderful guest today, Chef Zipporah. And I was asking you before the break that I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the role that the environment plays in healthy cooking.
Sure. You're talking about inside environment or outside environment? Both of them are.
Both. I mean, if you give us some hints about inside and outside environment, what do you think is the most relevant one?
Both. You know, you have to, first of all, you know, you have to, you have to clean inside, you know.
Right.
So, what I do, you know, my routine, as I said, to cleanse and to be happy, you know, and my intention every day is to live in now, to be mindfulness, to live now, meaning
Right.
not to worry about what happened yesterday, which I can do nothing anyway, and not to be concerned about the future. That doesn't mean I'm living on responsibility and I don't have intention and goal and direction.
Right, exactly.
I'm just worried, you know. So I start my day, I make my bed. I think that's number one accomplishment. You know, it's like I feel I did something. And then, of course, when I come back from work or whatever, I have a beautiful made my bed, you know. It's a good feeling.
Right.
Then I do my routine. As I said, I do my meditation. I have hypnosis tape that I listen every day.
My forgiveness
and gratitude, all of these. And then, of course, I make a list. How can I give every day at least to one person? And it doesn't have to be money. It can be a smile. It can be a compliment. It can be
say
hello. I mean, all of these kind of things. So that's how I personally clean my environment. And I'm kind of conscious who I'm surrounding myself with and what kind of music I'm listening to. All of these contribute to my inside environment. The outside environment, which basically outlined in my book, which, you know, I mean, I have a dedicated at least one chapter about step A to Z, how to clear your kitchen. Because, as I said, as we talked before, everything is about vibration. So if you say not good words, if you fight, if you argue in the kitchen, all of this stuff to the wall, right? You can clean the floor, but you cannot clean the vibration. You have to do a special cleansing. And, you know, I mean, I suggest people to get the, I don't know else what to say, because it's going to take for a long time just to go to step A, B, C, D. But it will tell you in the book specifically what to do, how to do, and how to clear your energy of the kitchen. And now you have inside energy. You listen to amazing music, and the outside is beautiful, it's clean, and it's detoxified from all of the toxicity that maybe not even you, but maybe other people before you, you know, left on the walls and on the place, you know, on the floor, on the ceiling of the kitchen. Now you it's like you're cooking in a temple. You create temples inside your body, and then you create temples outside of your body.
That's right. Let me ask you also something important for our listeners. What do you consider a healthy meal? Because everybody has their own opinion what a healthy meal really means. What it is in your you being, you know, the authority in the field of cooking. So give us the major elements of a healthy meal.
Okay, first of all, I think you mentioned it. We cannot afford to eat. Have anybody has hormone. We have enough issues with our own. So nothing to do with hormone. Number two, no chemicals. Chemicals destroy. They don't live, they don't move. Okay. As far as healthy meals, because you see, what is good for you, what healthy for you, it might
so no preservative, no hormone, and no additives. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And eat as much as fresh as you can. However, some people do need to eat meat. Like, for example, if you live in Alaska, and so you not only need to eat meat, you need to eat a certain kind of fat, you know, but if you live in the mountain of Switzerland, for example, you cannot eat meat. So every one of us comes from a different ancestry, a different a geography place.
Right.
So basically, my definition of healthy meal is when you eat your meal and you feel energized, and you feel light, and you feel good. You don't feel suppressed. You don't be depressed, you know, because if, for example, you eat too much sugar, you will experience depression because the sugar spikes and go down. So if you feel good, if you feel energized, that's healthy. That's my definition, you know, and then, of course, you need to know, you need to listen to
But we're very addicted to sugar, Zipporah. It's the worst addiction, actually. It's not to drugs, it's not to nicotine, it is to sugar. Sugar, you know, that feeds into inflammation, that causes cancer, loves sugar. And we love sugar. I mean, we are so addicted to sugar, and even the eating of the pasta and the bread, because it converts into sugar, It's just all over the world, this addiction. As you said, it is important to feel energized after you eat, but a lot of people, after they eat, they feel bloated, they feel sluggish, they feel sick to their stomach. So how do you distinguish which is which, you know? How do you know?
I mean, don't you know when you feel good and when you don't feel good? I mean, people would feel bloated.
Yeah, but some people, they don't know what is causing them to feel bloated, for instance.
Well, you know, like you said, if they eat too much pasta, if they eat too much processed
food, right,
intake too much carbohydrates. I mean, we do need to eat a certain kind of carbohydrates, and we do need to eat a certain kind of sugar, because our brain craves, our brain needs sugar. You can get the sugar from an apple, or even vegetables.
The natural sugar.
Exactly.
The natural sugar is different, yeah.
Exactly, because it metabolizes different in your system. You see what I'm saying? So we do need to have a balance. Basically, I suggest people listen to your body. Listen to your body, when you know. And that involves a lot of things, you know. When people eat, today, particularly today with the technology and the cell phone, they just be busy with the cell phone. They not communicate to each other, and they eat unconscious. You see, they don't even know what they eat. They don't know how to
eat. So true. Yeah.
They are not conscious. They are surviving. They're existing. They're not living. I have to tell you a tiny little story, if I have a second.
Yes.
I was looking for a nice family, right, in Colorado. And the main reason they hire me as a private chef, because the parents want the children and the parents to eat together at least once a meal a day and be coming together, you know? One day,
right.
And that's what happened. One day the parents took off for a few days of vacation and they asked me to keep my eyes on the kids. There was two sets of kids, more adult kids and more young kids. So I'm making them a beautiful meal and I come to serve the meal. And what did I see, Carmen? Everybody had their cell phone, texting and eating, doesn't even know what they eat. So I said, "Yes, guys, do me a favor, put your phone down. I want to communicate something with you." And I said, "Look, I went all the way to the market to see the most beautiful vegetable and fruit. I cook hours in the kitchen with all the passion that I had for you. If you cannot respect me and my work, and you not even know what you're eating, then tomorrow you're going to eat pizza. What would you like to do?" "Oh, no. So please, give me a phone." Sometimes people
right.
Need direction. You speak to them from the heart and not giving them from authority, right? And so,
right.
Give me the phone. I made sure that the phone is, it was in a different floor even. They could not hear. And when the parents come and I told them this, they give me bonus. I'm telling you, they were so happy that I was able to do this and get to them. So we need to be conscious when we eat. If you're not conscious, you don't even know when you're not hungry. You don't want to stop yourself. So again, the meal time is like a praying time. Pay attention. You know, give praise to the food. Thanks for the people who prepare the food and the one together. And even if you eat yourself, indulge. Take this time to pour yourself, to give yourself, to nourish yourself. I don't
right.
know if I sound like I'm preaching, but I live like this.
Well, no, you have to live for what you have to apply what you preach. So, especially when it comes to food. Because what I said at the beginning of the show, the number one relationship in life we have is with food. Now, we can divorce everybody else, we can quit a job, we can separate, and sooner or later we do in the end separate almost from everybody in time, but something we always need to be in good terms with is what we eat. And you know, in the world we are living today, we eat on the run, we eat fast, everything is fast, this world is fast moving forward. So that's why we eat fast food, which is horrible for the body. We eat without being grateful for the meal, without acknowledging the eating process. So instead of, you know, enjoying the food, we think of a million things. Like you said, you eat and you text in the same time, or you, with one hand, you know, you look on the computer. That doesn't mean that that food is your friend anymore. So you're just doing mechanically. So you're not really benefiting from, and you're not celebrating the joy of food. You know, you're not in harmony with the process in itself. And that's what people don't think they have to. They just, and then they question, why do they develop diabetes very young? Why do they have all this circulation problem? And why are they getting sick in their middle age, you know, in their 40s, 50s, they're already very sick and they don't know why. And they're completely forgetting that actually food is your medicine, like has been said for thousands of years.
Right, right. And it's about being conscious. I mean, I don't know what, I hope I can speak about this subject, but can you imagine, Carmen, if people will have sex and they will, doing the sex will text and wouldn't even say, what is the difference? It's the same thing.
That's so
they
funny.
Don't have, you have to have intimacy in everything right. you're doing your life, with your food, with your mate, with your lover, with your friend, with your co-worker, with yourself.
Right.
And people, I know it's funny, but I'm just, you know, just to make people aware that, you know, that's why it's so important to be intimate with your food,
right.
with your relationship, with your money, with your environment, with your friends.
Well, that's why, you know, since the dawn of time, we bless the food. We bless, you know what I mean? That moment of the meal, we bless the meal, and our major holidays is around food. You know, we gather around the table to celebrate right. all our major holidays in different culture, tradition, different religion, different faith. But what is happening actually, we are celebrating togetherness, oneness, unity. We celebrate faith around the table with the meal on the table. Every birthday, every celebration has actually your favorite food on the table. But the tradition says, let's bless it. Let's thank God. Let's thank the universe for all this wonderful food that is there inviting us to eat them, you know, just for our own good. So that's why we need to revisit our relationship with food on a daily basis, because if we have a good relationship with food, we have a good relationship with ourselves. And without a doubt, we will be healthy for a very long time, and we will stop the aging process. I really believe that the key to longevity exists in nature, in all these wonderful foods that exist. You know, we discover plants that help us rejuvenate the cell. We discover, you know, all kinds of herbs and things that we can boil to solve our digestive problem, our heart problem. So it's remarkable how the nature created all these amazing natural ingredients for us to use them for our wellness, for our own benefit. So that's why I always thought that inviting you on the show is such a plus, because we start to rethink not about only about our relationship with the people in our life, but our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with what we put inside ourselves as a reflection of how healthy we want to be and how well we want to, you know, move through life and how spiritual we want to be. Because believe it or not, you know, we burn all kinds of sages around us to make us feel more pure and more clean. But actually, the cleansing also comes from inside out.
Absolutely. Oh, actually, it starts from inside.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, can I say something about my book?
Sure, please, because we're coming to the end of the show, so I want you to tell our listener one more time about the book.
Yeah, the book, actually, because I travel around the world with some of the, you know, most famous celebrities and cook and live and cook all over the world and was guest chef in some of the five-star major hotels. So in that book is a collection of anecdotes about my favorite stories with the celebrities, their favorite recipes, and of course, we talked about the music and the food. There's some chapter there to tell you how to clear your kitchen if you're interested, and I think that should be important. So when you get the book, it will tell you A, B, and C, you know, what to do. But you also have a technical feature, you know, when you get your phone, the iPhone, on some of the icons that you have there, and the book will explain you how to do this, you actually will lead you to YouTube where you actually see me cooking some of the recipes. So now this is accessible. You read and you watch me cooking the recipe at the same time.
Well, the book is beautifully done, and it has an amazing presentation. I am so impressed by this book. So everybody listening, please buy Chef Zipporah's book, Discover the Perfect Blend of Food and Music to Stimulate Your Appetite for Lasting Health, Harmony, and Joy. So I am absolutely thrilled that you are part of my show, Zipporah, and everybody listening, again, go buy this book and enjoy a wonderful health. I'm Carmen Hara, tonight on Home Time Radio with Zipporah, and of course my wonderful Christopher. I'll be back with you next week, same place, same time, Home Time Radio. God bless you, enjoy your food, and celebrate your life, and thank you for listening.